The Chris Moyle Show.
With Škoda. Jump into their electric range.
Hello. Willy Bump.
Good morning, Great Britain. It's just gone 6:30 a.m.
I love sausage.
Welcome to Wednesday.
We're having a party.
Broadcasting live from London's Leicester Square across the United Kingdom.
This is what they want.
And the world.
Yeah.
This is the Chris Moyle Show.
Yes!
On Radio X.
I don't like Chris Moyle, sorry.
The Chris Moyle Show. Radio X.
Contact the Chris Moyle Show. In the UK, text 83936. For the rest of the world, WhatsApp us on 0330-3333-100. Now, here's Chris.
Good morning, everybody. Morning. Welcome, welcome, welcome. Wednesday, June 25th, 2025. Welcome to the Chris Moyle Show. We're on the air. Come on. Let's go.
Come on, everyone.
Let's go.
Let's do it. Mm-hmm. Let's do it big time.
How is everyone? Good?
Pretty good, actually.
Yeah, how are you? I'm all right.
Yeah.
I'm feeling good. My shoulder's a bit better.
Good.
Which is good.
Good, good.
Still don't know if it was a training injury or I slept funny.
I'd go with training injury. It sounds more impressive, doesn't it?
Hey, did
it,
when's your podiatry appointment?
That was last week.
Oh, how was that?
Yeah, fine. Have you had yours?
I went yesterday.
Okay. Did you? You guys.
I moved it forward.
Did you?
Yes.
What do? They get the cheese grater out and then just...
They got the flamethrower out to do his nails.
Yep.
Yeah. Off it come.
He put his mask down. Yeah. Off
Big
he went
welding
in.
Welding operation.
I went to a different place, I think.
Did you?
Yeah.
I went about my orthotics.
Oh, yes.
I need some new ones.
Why, though? Have they started getting flatter?
No.
Is that the problem?
No,
as in, have they squashed over time?
How fat do you think I am?
No, flatter, not fatter.
I flattened them.
No. But you've had them a while, though, haven't you?
Oh,
see you later.
Now.
You said there was a bit of pen and ink.
Now, have I? So, here's what I've got. I've got a full-size pair of orthotics, like an insole for a trainer.
Yes.
And then I've got a half pair. So, I wear the half pair now. In these.
Okay.
Well, it's just to give me, because I've got no arch in my foot.
Right, okay. So that's just halfway up towards the heel.
Yeah, from the heel to the middle.
Right.
And it gives me the natural lift that everybody else has that I don't have.
Yeah.
Can I ask a question?
Oh, here we go.
Does it make you taller?
No.
No, it doesn't? Okay.
No. Because sometimes I take the insole out of the shoe.
Mm.
I see.
Depends what
it's a
it is.
Swap out.
Like in my trainers for training, I buy a new pair of trainers. The first thing I do is rip out the insole so I can put in my orthotics.
Yeah.
And so the pair that I have in my trainers for training are in there all the time. And I need to get a new pair.
Yeah.
But they're falling apart as well. Well, they're not falling apart, but I need a new pair.
It's a certain type of smell, isn't it, that comes from the feet.
Do you know? Now, can you remember when you used to go to the gym?
Yes, can I? Yeah, it's like probably a year.
There's an odour in the gym. There are many odours in gyms, but here's one. And anybody who's listening now, it might even be in the gym. You might even be on the treadmill watching us live on Global Player. Go on, you can do it.
Always make the noises.
There's a particular odour that you find in gyms.
Yeah.
And text me in if you don't know what it is.
Mm.
Until you discover what it is.
Yeah.
And then you can't unsmell it if you ever smell it again. It's like that special smell you smell at festivals.
That's right. Yes.
Now, in my life, the only time really I smell that smell is festivals and walking through Leicester Square.
Right. That's it.
That's the only time I ever smell that smell.
Those are the two.
Outside here.
Yeah.
Do you get it out here?
Sometimes, depending on who you walk past, yeah.
Yeah.
But that's the only time I smell it, so I know what it is.
Mm.
And at the gym, there is a smell that I finally worked out is somebody wearing their gym clothes that they've already trained in.
Oh.
thought, that's fine, shove it back in my bag, I'll get 2 days out of that.
No, no, no. So it's stale sweat, basically, is what you're getting.
Oh.
Disgusting.
Oh. And you can once you know what it is.
Yeah.
So you'll be in the gym, you go, what's, oh. And there'll be someone near you, and you just want to go, oh, wash your kit, come on. It's basically a T-shirt and shorts and a pair of socks. You can buy that outfit very cheaply. Yeah. You can have two of those. You can have two pairs of socks, two pairs of shorts, and two T-shirts, and it will not break the bank.
It stings the nostrils, doesn't it? And it's very recognisable, that smell.
Anyway, so I go to the, I don't know, the podiatrist.
Yeah.
And it's a guy that has made up my orthotics before.
Right.
So he goes, oh, wow, how are you? Been a long time.
Mm.
And I go, yeah. It's been a few years since I've seen him.
Yeah.
I first saw him 15 years ago.
Wow, was it that long ago?
Yeah.
Gosh.
And then he goes, let's have a look at the your orthotics you've got in now. So I take them out of my trainers. And they're the half ones. And he went, oh, wow. Wow. You've really not been there for a while, have you? And I go, why? What's the... He goes, no, they're in good nick. He goes, yeah, this company doesn't exist anymore.
Ah. So that has been a while then.
And he goes, the first set I made for you was 15 years ago.
Wow.
So 2010.
And I bet the technology's covered in leaps and bounds since then, isn't it?
I guess. Well, I'll find out. And then he goes, right, let's have a look at your feet. Let's see you walking.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, well, nothing's changed. My feet haven't grown or shrunk, right?
Mm. Mm.
And he's like, okay, fine. And then he goes, right, lie on your front on the bed.
Right, wow.
It's private.
Oh, I see. Yeah, it must be.
We had a great time.
Yeah, yeah.
No, and then off he went.
Off he went?
Yeah.
What do you mean? Where did he go?
He takes a mould on my feet.
Oh, did he?
There and then?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Oh, it's so much fun. So he basically, you're lying there. It's very therapeutic. We're just chatting away. And the next thing is he starts layering stuff onto my feet, whatever, paper mache, whatever you call it. You know what he needs to do, make balloons
yes,
and whatnot.
That's what I'm thinking.
And he does that for your feet, and then he has to let it set a little bit, then he has to take it off.
Like how exciting.
Ooh, is it like...
And then there's a, he's made basically a mould of my feet.
Wow.
And I was thinking, over time, he could clone me.
Yeah, absolutely. And that's his plan, I think. From toe to head.
Do you remember, we know someone who got a mould of their boobs.
Do we?
Yeah.
Oh, I was about to mouth it, but we're actually on live video stream.
Yeah.
Yes, I think I do know who you're talking about.
Who did? Well... For themselves, or
her husband got it done.
Oh. Was it? For
I think so. Yeah.
Yeah.
Or maybe she got. Oh no! Did she get it done for her husband? I can't remember. But she got like a mold of her boobs, and they made it into like a piece of art.
Mm.
Just on display on the bookshelf or something.
Yeah, I guess.
Mm.
Great.
I asked if I.
Yeah.
You know, once you've got the mold, surely you can just, you know, pardon the phrase, knock them out. We'll all buy one.
That's it. You did say that.
It's a good point.
Yeah.
And
she got the dye.
She said no. I was saying, what great gifts for Christmas presents.
Absolutely.
Plural.
Happy Christmas. Here's my boobs.
That's it. Stick that on the tree.
Yeah. Do you remember who that was now?
Yeah, the angel. I think so.
Right.
Yeah. I want to mouth it to you, but I'm not going to. I won't, mate.
It's someone who's appeared on the show.
Oh, no, what? It's not who I'm thinking of then.
It is someone who's appeared on the show.
Is it?
Yeah.
I'm going to text you who I think it was, because I don't want to say, because, you know, just in case it's not, and then that would be...
This is fun.
What's his name?
Well, if you get it right, I'm going to read it out. I don't think it's nothing to be ashamed of, is it? Oh, I got a text.
Dun, 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 dun.
Hashtag, yes, you're correct. Hashtag, yes, she did. Hashtag, boobs.
Really?
There you go. Yeah.
Oh, okay. So that's who it was.
They have appeared on the show.
Oh, they have appeared on your show. You're absolutely right. They have appeared on the show.
Do we have a clue?
No.
A clue?
No.
No.
No. No, no. That's not for public consumption, that name.
Who could it be?
And neither are their boobs.
No, that's right.
No.
The private
No,
thing.
Because it's a long time ago. You know, this person's married with kids.
Exactly.
And they're a mum. And
it's very different. No,
you know.
She doesn't want to hear that in the school run. Do you know what I mean?
No. Clue?
Let's just say the word Maureen, the name Maureen. Imagine that.
Yeah.
Morning, Maureen. Oh, I was listening to radio this morning. Have you got a mould of your boobs?
Yeah, apparently, have. Yeah, gave it to your husband. Gosh.
Do you know what I say? The school where the kids are probably like in their 20s.
Yeah, that's true.
So old.
That's true.
Now then, anyway, so yeah, so that's what I did yesterday.
Mm.
So I'm getting new feet.
Good. That would change your life. Now, what are you going to do with the mould of your feet?
He doesn't give them to you.
Can you ask to take it home or not?
What am I going
to
do with it?
I don't know.
Gift for Tiff.
Stick it in the hallway.
Well, I was thinking, like our friend got a mould of their boobs.
Yeah.
I was thinking for Tiff, I could get a mould of my boobs.
That's right. She'd love that.
Yeah.
Nothing says
Christmas. So she could have a little piece of art in the living room.
Yeah.
Of my man knockers.
Yeah.
Da-da. I almost said the T word.
You did.
It wouldn't have been the end of the world, would it? But I almost said that. Man knockers.
No one's ever said man knockers.
We've never said it.
Right.
That's better.
Just said it.
Putting it out there.
Right. I need to talk about the £25,000 box, and then I need to talk about Captain Crapbeard.
Yes.
Because he's not here. We believe he's on his way to Glastonbury.
I think
also,
he's en route.
Also, a lot of the flag bearers are there already. Mm. And people who have got flags from previous years have got tickets for Glastonbury, but they've also kept the flag. So we know of at least 5 or 6 previous flag carriers from Glastonbury who are going to Glastonbury with the Chris Moyle Show Radio X flags, plus the 9 that we've given out this year.
Yeah.
So that's at least 14 big green Radio X flags at Glastonbury this year. And we think it could be up to 20.
Yes. Which would look amazing on the TV.
Now, there is a possibility that there could be several Dominic Byrne faces going around Glastonbury.
Yes. There could be 3, is it?
Yes.
I think.
What?
Now, we've given out five.
Is it 5?
I think so. Is it four or five?
4, I think. 1.
I don't know if any of the first series of flags we made.
5?
Yeah.
1, 2, 3. There's 5 Doms going.
Right. No, that'd be a great gag. There's no Glastonbury next year. Who knows if we're even going to be still doing the show the year after. Yeah. But that'd be a great gag just to give somebody one flag.
Mm.
But actually, make about 12 of them.
Yes.
But never admit it. So, Johnny gets the James flag, right?
Yeah.
And so what we do is we give it to Johnny and he goes to Glastonbury.
Mm.
But when we go to Glastonbury, we all bring 3 or 4 of the same flag each. We just printed loads.
Right.
And we walk around with people going, do you want to carry this flag? Oh, Chris Moyle's. Do you want a flag? So then people are like, oh, I'll meet you by the flag of that guy dressed as a wizard.
Yeah. Mm.
But then they don't realise there's like 10 of these flags.
It's taken over the entire Glastonbury.
Next thing is, it's like that. Oh, it's over there.
Yeah.
Oh, my mates must be over there then. They get all the way over there. They see another one. Anyway, we'll talk about that later. But I've got to remind you about the £25,000 box. Come on.
The £25,000 box. Radio X.
Classic.
The £25,000 box. If you're watching now live on Global Play, you can see it. It's right there. It's through the smoke, obviously. No smoke. You haven't put the thing on the thing.
I've checked. Fire detector.
£25,000 locked in a box. You unlock the box by guessing the correct Radio X artist. If you say the name of the artist that unlocks the box, you win £25,000. Who's the artist? I don't know. Neither does Dominic. We genuinely don't know. Every day a caller comes on, has a guess. It's all random. Well, it has been random. And we don't know what the caller's going to say, and we don't know if they're right or wrong until the box says if they're right or wrong. £25,000 somebody's going to win. Tax-free, by the way. In their bank. Beautiful. Now, we do have a couple of clues. We know that it's not a one-word artist.
Mm.
And we know it's not a British artist.
Yeah, so that's my guess gone now.
Is it?
Yeah, that's gone.
So not a one-word artist, not a British artist. I can't say British artist.
It's a tricky one.
So, not a one-word artist, not a British artist. So, for example, we know it's not Stereophonics. One-word artist, British artist. Right?
Yeah.
But are they not the Stereophonics? Well, I don't know, are they? Or are they Stereophonics? It's a competition. You have to work it out. That's the kind of plan. That's the whole point of the game. If you want to be on today, if you get picked to play the game, you will get £1,000 just for having a guess. £1,000 just for being on. If you're wrong, you get £1,000. If you're right, you get £25,000. I have a qualifying question. If you want to be on today, if you want to be in the draw for a chance to play, you need to text the word box followed by the answer to this question. Boxer George Foreman released the cooking appliance in 1994 known as Lean Mean Fat Reducing Watt Machine. All right. George Foreman, 1994, the cooking appliance known as Lean Mean Fat Reducing Watt Machine. I have to read that question looking at the words to stop me from saying the answer. Hate reading out the question.
I know. I always worry that I'm going to say something, so I tend to turn my microphone off, which I'll do now.
I know. Lean, mean, fat-reducing watt machine. Text the word box and the answer. So you will text the word box and then that missing word. So I want a text from you. 83936 is the number. And all you got to write in your text is box and then the answer. Box and then the answer. 83936 is the text number. That text will cost you £2 plus your standard network rate. You've got to be available to answer your phone when we close the lines at 8 o'clock this morning. You need to be 18 or over and live in Great Britain. The full terms and conditions. And online entry details at radiox.co.uk. Text box followed by your answer. George Foreman, the lean, mean, fat-reducing what machine? You could be on playing the game. You could get £1,000 even just for getting it wrong, or get 25. Text box in your answer, 83936.
The £25,000 box. Radio X.
Glasses off. Now, as we do the show this morning, as you're watching us live on Global Player, you're listening wherever you are around the world, around the UK, Captain Crapbeard is in his camper van.
Yeah, his Ford Transit.
Yeah.
Heading to Glastonbury. We believe he's going there. We believe he's on the road now.
Yeah.
Now.
He's got a name, hasn't it?
Cub.
Cub.
That's it.
He rented a camper van. Now, when I say camper van, think transit van.
Mm.
That they've kitted out a bit.
Yeah.
So it's got a slidey side door.
The shower is a hose that comes out of the boot. And there's a black box which you can use as a toilet.
No, but he's not gone for the toilet option.
Oh, no, that's true. He's rejected that. He wants to use the Glasto toilets.
Yeah.
Yeah, true.
Now, he's on his way to Glastonbury. He's taken 3 days off work, obviously. It's Captain Crapbeard. Can't work a full week.
Yep.
There are certain things in life you can bank on, okay? Number one, Dominic Byrne will always be sick the Monday after a holiday. And number two...
Not always. It was the last one at Christmas.
And the one before. In fact, the last two.
Was it?
Yeah.
Oh, was it?
Yeah.
Oh.
Have you had a week off this year?
Yes, one week.
Were you poorly sick afterwards, yeah?
No, I was back
the start of the year.
I was back in.
First show back.
Christmas, I was. Yeah. I'd flew over.
As I said, you can always rely on it.
Right, okay. Sorry.
I can't remember what the second thing was. Oh, yeah, you can always rely on Captain Crapbeard not managing to work a full 5-day week.
Yeah. So he should... I think he left at like 5 this morning, something like that.
Yeah, but here's the thing. We saw photos of his camper transit van. That will never have DAB digital radio in it.
That's true.
I mean, he'll be lucky if he's got FM.
Yeah, he's got a coat hanger for an aerial in the front, I think.
He won't also be using his data up, so he won't be listening to the show. So there's a good chance he's now in his camper transit van, driving to Glastonbury... listening to Classic FM or something.
Yeah, true.
We haven't heard from him this morning, have we?
No.
And the fact that we've talked about him, he's clearly not got Apple CarPlay either.
I don't think he... I'd say he definitely hasn't got Apple CarPlay.
So he could just be driving a van in silence down to Glastonbury.
Yeah.
Because if that... You know, he could have already gone, hey, Siri, send a message to, you know, boss.
Yeah.
I guess that's what I mean his phone as. Radio legend. Hero. My hero. Send a message to my hero. And then he dictates it.
Yeah.
And then he doesn't even need to take his hands off the wheel. Do you think he's got Apple CarPlay in that van?
Probably not. But he's so chuffed with it. He's so chuffed with it.
Yeah, but he's... Because...
Yeah.
The upgrade is from a tent.
Yeah. No, it is a big step up.
Yeah. That's like sitting... like sitting in the back of a plane on a bit of a crappy airline.
Yeah.
And going, oh, look at this. Oh... It's just luxury. Why? What were you travelling before? The toilet.
He's got a double bed and everything.
I was in the hold with all the suitcases.
Yeah.
So this. Oh, and look. Look at the recline. Watch this, Tom. You ready? The seat reclines. Watch. Oh, look at that.
Wow.
Now.
Oh, 2 inches.
He's texting me.
Oh, he is listening.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's got a radio.
Well, let's see.
Luxury.
I'm listening. Sent with Siri.
Oh. Safe. Hands-free driving. That's what we like.
That's
good. Wow.
How are the open roads this morning, Captain? Do let us know. Do a little travel update.
Have you got near... does he go near Stonehenge?
I
think you have to, don't you?
Although, yeah.
Is there always traffic 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, regardless of what time, what day, what's going on?
A mile before and a mile past, yeah.
No, nothing past. Once you've gone past...
Oh, there's that roundabout, is there? Everyone goes
You can drive 100 miles an hour,
yeah.
I believe.
Yeah.
60, 70, yeah.
Yeah.
So Captain is on his way to Glastonbury, and I know many people are. Don't forget, by the way, whether you're going to Glastonbury or not, Friday morning, 9 o'clock, the Platinum Hour... All Glastonbury bangers.
Love that.
Every track I play on the Platinum Hour is an artist performing at Glastonbury this year. And there's a lot to choose from, even though I don't think the lineup is the best. Just for me, it's just my opinion.
Right.
For me, the lineup is, it's very hit and... I wouldn't say miss, it's just not my kind of thing. It's very hit and meh. But there's so many stages, there's so many bands, there's so many... performers that I've easily got an hour's worth of music for the Platinum Hour. So if you're going to be there on site, get out your tent, put your radio on, stick it on nice and loud, get everyone listening.
That'd be great. They're in the mood.
Or open up Global Player. If you've got a speaker, sync it up, blast it out.
Mm-mm.
You can be the DJ for the field.
Yeah, and the weather's going to be lovely this weekend as well down there.
Do you think they'd put us out on the speakers on the Pyramids days, 9 o'clock Friday morning?
Yeah, of course you will.
Great, can you fix that?
Yeah.
You know people at Glastonbury, don't you?
Yeah.
Who do you deal with?
Do you know Emily, James?
I don't know Emily.
I used to have Emily's number back in the day.
What?
Yeah, I used to, long time ago.
Have you still got it on your phone?
No. I looked last year. We used to phone her up for interviews just before...
I remember you interviewed Michael.
Yeah, interviewed Michael.
At the old place.
Yeah.
I think you just rang him up and said... Can I have a quick chat? I'm kind of busy, but yeah, go on.
Yeah.
No problem.
Lovely man.
Did you not hide it in your phone as like another name that it could be something else?
Yeah.
You wouldn't delete contact.
But he put it in as Everson Butthead.
Yeah.
Yes.
What do you think about that?
That's good.
That's what I did.
You didn't call him that to the face, did you?
No.
Oh my God, if we could get a picture of Emily Everson and Captain Crabbeard together, it would be Everson Butthead.
So. He'll text you now.
Yeah, we want to know. Have you got Apple CarPlay, Captain? Can you be hands-free? Are you going to stop for a wee? Do we get to talk to you before? Or are you just ploughing on straight through to Glastonbury?
I mean, it would be useful.
He's going to a Tesco. You can have a chat with it at Tesco if we want.
He's not done that already, though. He'll have done that already.
He did that yesterday, didn't he?
What?
No.
How do you know?
Because he said I can speak to you at a Tesco. I'll be there later on this morning.
Oh, okay.
We get a travel update
also,
as well.
I've got a couple of other people to speak to lined up who are already on site.
Emily Everson.
Yeah, and Michael Everson.
Michael Everson.
You
Butthead.
Offended them by calling them Butthead.
No,
so
that was Captain.
No, I didn't.
Dom did.
I did not.
Dom, they won't let you on site.
No. I'm not going. It's fine. It's fine.
Dom doesn't go to Glastonbury unless he's performing.
Exactly.
That's the deal.
Last time I went, I played there. Sold a load of T-shirts. Apparently, you're not meant to do that.
Are you not?
No. Very much frowned upon. Sell your own merch on the stage, which is what we did.
I've got Apple CarPlay, but I'll be making no stops.
Oh. So he's not doing Tesco.
Right.
Oh, so he must have loaded up already.
Oh, what a shame. I was going to sponsor him as well.
You're going to sponsor him?
Yeah.
To do what?
I was going to say, you can spend a bit more money on some booze and essentials, and I'll cover it.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah.
Oh, what a nice thing.
I want to celebrate. He's in a transit camper van.
Camper van. He's in a VW Transporter.
It wouldn't surprise me if something happens in that van.
Overheats.
Like I'm thinking he opens a cupboard and someone's in there. Don't be angry, don't be angry. Oh! All right, well, we'll check in. Captain, tell us a good time that we can speak to you. Obviously, we'll work around your schedule. Well,
that's it, you're like driving.
He'll be at Tesco's at 9:20.
He just said he's not making any stops.
Yeah, that's the stop. What's he on about?
Is he texting you?
Yeah.
He just texted me saying there are no stops, but he's going to be at Tesco's at 9:20.
Between now and
perhaps
Tesco.
It's a drive-through. They just shove stuff in the van as he legs it past.
Great, Estella. Whoa, okay, thank you. Anyway, there you go, lovely. Chris Miles, Radio X. Radio X. Switching the cameras off now. Dominic's got your news at 7 o'clock next. Thanks for watching. Thanks for listening. You're great.
The Chris Moyle Show.
With the Skoda Elroq. Get up and go in the all-electric SUV.
Radio X.
Experience McLaren Racing like never before at McLaren Racing Live, London. And win two tickets to this year's British Grand Prix. For your chance to win McLaren F1 Papaya Club hospitality with 3-day passes and a 3-night stay at the incredible trackside Hilton Garden Inn Silverstone. Head to radiox.co.uk. McLaren Racing Live, London. Never stop racing.
Why am I leaving a gift in my will to Cancer Research UK? When my wife Sue was diagnosed with cancer, she was given 6 months to live. But thanks to radiotherapy, we had 10 more years together and she saw our daughter get married. We now know her cancer is hereditary. So I need to do everything I can to help my family, even when I'm not here.
Gifts in Wills fund a third of our work helping us develop life-changing cancer research. Visit cruk.org/giftsinwills. Together we are beating cancer.
Yes, it's number one. It's top of the shops again. Aldi has won which cheapest supermarket for the last 19 months in a row. And you can't match that because only Aldi has Aldi prices on everything. So if you want bags of amazing value, you know exactly where to come. Visit aldi.co.uk/awards for more.
Ah, you're off to see his folks again. Because you're a good daughter-in-law. And you do love them. But, dear God, their coffee. You didn't agree to that in the wedding vows. Good thing you've brought a Taylor's coffee bag. Real ground coffee in a faff-free bag. Now, you just have to boil the kettle without them noticing. Taylor's coffee bags. Where there's hot water, there's great coffee.
The John Lewis sale is here. Save up to 50% on selected products. Whether you're getting the garden barbecue ready or choosing holiday outfits, find something you'll love at a price you'll love too. Visit us in-store, online and on the app to find amazing offers in home, tech, fashion, beauty and kids today. Payment plans available. Sale ends 20th of July while stocks last.
Car owners, you could be owed thousands in compensation. If you bought a car on finance from 2007 onwards, it may have been sold with hidden commissions. Text CLAIM to 86688. My Claim Group. Authorised and regulated by the Financial Conduct Authority. You don't need to use a CMC. You can claim direct to your lender and the Financial Ombudsman for free. Text CLAIM to 86688.
Claims made simple.
Are you ready to win big? Enter now at winplus.co.uk to win huge cash prizes and loads more. 18 plus, GB only, T's and C's apply.
Radio X. News update next.
How likely is she to, you know, have another heart attack?
Can I still go to the gym after heart surgery?
Is my mum still my mum? if she has a new heart.
When it comes to heart health, no question is too big or small. That's why British Heart Foundation have dedicated cardiac nurses you can speak to by phone, email, or online chat.
Hi, this is Chloe from British Heart Foundation. How can I help?
Search BHF Cardiac Nurses.
On your radio, on Global Player, and on your smart speaker.
Play Radio X.
This is Radio X News.
It's going to be a fight after the news.
Oh, no. Yeah.
It's going to be a proper on-air fight, and I mean it. I'm not even joking. I'm serious.
Don't have a fight.
Going to have a proper fight after the news. Oh. Well, that idiot wizard.
Hey.
Merlin the rubbish.
Merlin that's the rubbish. Better it's language.
It's quite good.
Oh, you just wait. You just wait. By the time I've finished with you.
Yeah.
You just wait. Welcome to the Chris Moyle Show. Right. Strap yourself in. Hairdryer treatment, forget it. This is more like a really expensive leaf blower.
Yeah, like a big one of those big industrial ones you plug in.
Captain's going to love this.
Blow dry.
Well, I'm glad I'm not at work. Yeah, you're never at work. Don't even get me started on you. I can still have a go at you even though you're 200 miles away. Oh, wherever it is.
He's not stopping, but he's going to be at Tesco's.
He's not stopping, but he's going to be at Tesco's at 20 past nine. Yeah, that's Captain Crapbeard. You see the people I work with, Dom? You see
terrible,
this?
Isn't it?
Care in the community. That's what it's like.
That's what it is.
Unbelievable. Dominic Byrne has got your new sport and weather. It's a minute past seven.
From Global's newsroom, we can reveal this morning around 550 convicted terrorists are currently free on the streets of Britain. Figures seen by the Global Original podcast, The Crime Agents, shows they're either out on licence or their sentences have expired. Richard Smith helps coordinate the national police response to terrorism. He's told us these people are still being watched.
There are a lot of people who've been into prison in connection with terrorism offending, who are now, since released from prison, many of them out on licence. So we work extremely hard to manage that cohort of individual and the potential risk that they pose.
The Ministry of Justice says probation funding will rise by nearly half in the next 3 years to help keep people safe. In other news, Donald Trump's rejecting a leaked intelligence report that says US strikes have only set back Iran's nuclear program by a few months. It contradicts the US president's claim that it was completely and fully obliterated. The UK is buying a fleet of 12 new fighter jets that can carry nuclear weapons. Sir Keir Starmer says the F-35A jets show the government's investing in national security. He's currently at the NATO summit in The Hague. And the ex-England boss Gareth Southgate will be knighted at Windsor Castle later. It's for his services to football after guiding the Three Lions to two European Championship finals.
Sport.
England cricketer Ben Duckett says the team always believe in themselves after completing a stunning first test victory against India yesterday. Joe Root and Jamie Smith guided the team to a five-wicket win at Headingley. Duckett made 149. Chelsea are through to the last 16 of the Club World Cup after they beat ES Tunis 3-0. Striker Liam Delap scored his first goal for the Londoners since his £30 million move from Ipswich. Chelsea will now take on Benfica in the next round. And the boss Enzo Maresca says they've done well to progress after some other big-name teams had to go home early.
They are clubs that in the last 5-6 years they play Champions League final like Atletico Madrid, that they are already, you know, in Spain. So we need to be proud, we need to be happy. And now, I just said that from the 16, the target is to go in the first eight.
And Emma Raducanu beat Anne Lee in straight sets at the Eastbourne International yesterday. She'll now take on the Australian Maya Joint in round two, which is today.
I don't understand accents, right? Mm.
Yeah.
Right, you can speak a bit of French.
A little bit of French, yeah.
Now, when you speak your French...
Oui.
So you would go to... France, whereabouts? Give me an area you might be in.
I might be in, let's say, Bordeaux.
Right.
Bordeaux.
And there's a shop.
Yeah.
Okay? Mm-hmm. And you need to go and get something. So you walk into the shop, I'm the shopkeeper, and I go, bonjour.
Yeah, bonjour.
Ça va?
Oui, ça va, merci.
Oui, oui, oui.
Oui, 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 oui.
And then you need whatever you need.
Je voudrais un sachet de bonbons, s'il vous plaît.
Now, see what you said there?
Mm.
Un sachet de bonbons, s'il vous plaît.
Yeah.
You didn't go... Bonjour.
Yeah.
Un sachet de bonbons, s'il vous plaît.
Yeah.
You put the accent on.
Oui.
Right. Yeah. Now, not everyone does.
No, that's true.
So you've learnt the words, but you also know the French of
a little...
Sure, this is slightly stirred up, but they have accent, right?
Yeah, a little bit, yes.
Oui, oui.
So bonbon be bonbon.
Bonbon, right?
Yeah.
Now, imagine learning English.
Hmm.
and then realizing at some point that you haven't even tried the accent.
Yeah.
You're just speaking English in your very own accent.
Mm.
Like that last clip you just played.
That's the Chelsea boss.
Yeah.
Yeah, Enzo Maresca. But his English is brilliant.
How is his English brilliant?
It is, but isn't it?
Absolutely. It is 0 out of 100 when it comes to the accent.
There are clubs that in the last 5-6 years, they play Champions League final, like Atletico Madrid.
Now, stop. Why is he not going, they play Champions League final?
Yeah.
How has he not got that down?
Yes, I know what you mean.
Because you're going, it's such a bumble, si vous plaît.
Yeah. That's true.
But, like, I think when people learn English, they should learn English with an accent. See, Geordie, Birmingham, Cockney, Yorkshire, Manchester.
My mum's fluent French, but her accent isn't very good.
Right.
My dad has got a brilliant French accent, but can't speak French.
Right.
So they just need to...
they team up together.
Exactly.
Your mum and dad just need to...
Weather with eBay. Enter your edge to find the right part at the right price.
Bit of a cloudy start for some places with a few showers around, but then it should brighten up as the day goes on. It will feel a bit humid as well, and temperatures hitting 28 degrees today. From Global's newsroom for Radio X, I'm Dominic Byrne.
Yes.
Merci.
Thank you. Yes, I like your... Yes, you'll read news very well.
Merci.
L'Arc de Triomphe. I told someone the other day, the little fact that I learned from you, that croissant means crescent in French.
Yes.
Didn't know that.
Yeah, which is the shape, isn't it? It's a crescent shape. Yeah.
I know.
Yeah.
I got it.
But it's clever, isn't it?
I know what a crescent is.
I think I only found that out about 5 years ago.
Well, there you are.
Yeah.
This is Radio X. From Global.
Captain's not here, which means I need to put my main theme vocal in before the top of the hour. Wasn't it in there, Captain, wasn't it?
The Chris Miles Show. Radio X.
Yvonne says, according to a friend of ours who is a native French speaker, speaking French with an English accent is sexy.
Oh, really?
Now.
Well, I guess it works the other way.
They've never met anybody from Birmingham, I think.
Bonjour.
Ooh, now, how do I get into this? Bonjour, sachet de bonbons, s'il vous plaît. That is not sexy. Come on.
They can't be seen as
sexy. J'ai un frère. Je ne pas de sœur.
Je ne pas de sœur.
J'aime jouer, qu'est-ce que tu aimes faire dans le week-end?
Je joue au football.
Dans le parc?
Oui, dans le parc.
Oui. Moi aussi.
Oh, moi aussi.
Is that anything?
Yeah, me also.
Is that right?
Yeah, me too. Yeah.
Well, look at my day.
That can't be seen as sexy, can it? Really?
Oh, ouais, la bibliothèque. Anyway, there you are. Right, here's what happened then, right? This little git.
What happened?
That's a better word.
I'm talking to... He's digging his heels in, isn't he? He's going to regret it. I'm talking to the intern. Now, first of all...
Lovely
James, as producer of the show, should literally see this straight away and go, oh, wow, this is great. Chris is talking to one of the interns. Because normally I go, thanks, when they give him my tea and that's about it.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. No, it's progress, isn't it, to have a chat with them?
They don't last long. I don't learn their names. But this one...
Louis.
I was just about to say it.
He's lovely, Louis.
So we get chatting. Oh, and we're chatting. He's in the studio and he's chatting at the studio door to me. He's just come in to take everyone's breakfast order and sort of tease out and everything. And he's going, you're not having breakfast? I said, no, I'm intermittent fasting. Oh, how does that work? What do you normally do? I said, well, I normally have my dinner about 7:30. I want to try and eat by 7:30. And then I'll eat like midday, 1 o'clock, something like that. Try and keep it a bit late if I can.
Right.
All right, so how long is that? And as we're chatting, James just turns around to him, literally mid-conversation, and he just goes, I need to get these printed off. So what you need to do is you need to do...
That's not what happened.
And I just... That's exactly what happened.
No, it's not. I sat because you were having a conversation. I ripped a bit of paper off.
Did you see this?
At the moment, at the time you were doing it, I was getting a pronunciation on who the tennis player Emma Raducanu was.
You ripped it off and you handed him the piece of paper and you said to him what?
To not interrupt anything. I passed that.
Yeah, and then you said...
Continue for a second.
What did you say?
That's for the printer.
Right, you interrupted.
No, that was to not
How is that not interrupting?
Because I've got to do a job.
So I just went, oh, you rude beep word. Oh. And then he went, oh, you can't say that word. Didn't bother going, oh, sorry, yeah, I interrupted. I apologise. No. He doubles that. Oh, you can't say that swear word in the studio.
You can't. I'm not.
Well, I did.
It was a level 10.
I did. I don't care. The mics weren't on.
I didn't discount an apology.
Call yourself.
It's a level 10.
Seriously, level 10. You literally interrupted. Do you want me to get Louis in here to agree that's
Louis
what happened?
I'm not.
You're not. I'll decide if he comes in.
No.
Oh, he's been exec Louis producer for 5 minutes and he if it wasn't for me, you'd be down at heart still. JK would be stroking your hair going, stop crying, it'll be all right.
I'll never cry. Don't worry about that.
Oh, you will. I'll make you cry. I'll make you bawl your eyes out, sunshine.
I'm good.
You haven't cried for 10 years.
The only reason he won't cry is because he's got no heart. That's why.
Heart of stone.
Literally.
You haven't cried for a long time, have you?
No, nothing.
Not even in DIY SOS, ever.
Nothing. Even in the summer when the radiator's on and Charles is like, please, James, please.
No.
It's getting too hot for me.
He won't do it.
No. Because he's evil. That's what it is.
Is that what it is?
Everyone likes, oh, James is nice. Yeah, I go, no, he's not.
I will accept that.
He's not.
That.
He's evil.
Whether you're evil.
The devil.
Right.
I love that.
Now, Dom.
Yes.
Tell me, is this interrupting or not?
Go on.
Right? You and I having a chat.
Okay.
Talking to each other.
Right.
Dominic hands you a... James hands you a piece of paper and goes, hiya, you need to print this, blah, blah, blah.
Right.
Now, he's interrupted, right?
Well, technically, yes, he's interrupting.
There you go.
But if you needed it for your work
he waits 3 seconds to the end of that conversation.
Right.
He puts his hand and goes, sorry, can I just interrupt? Mm.
Yeah.
Just turn around. What am I, chopped liver?
I've got to do some jobs.
Oh, I wish you would.
Yes.
Check these. Put my main theme in. Please, just do some jobs. Please. Meanwhile, holiday expert now valued at £111 million. Oh, it's on fire.
Can't wait.
It's on fire. Nothing. No problems there.
No one's
getting interrupted in that office.
I'm not there. Don't see them at the minute because I'm doing all 3 jobs here.
You're going to be like the new Martin Lewis, aren't you? You're going to sell your company for like £1 billion.
Not at the minute.
How angry are you that Captain Crapbeard's taken 3 days off at a time when we are literally already a person down?
No, we're entitled to days off, so I'm not angry.
But the timing of it is bad, isn't it? You would agree?
I would agree the timing's bad.
And secretly you wish he'd have gone, look, maybe I'll give you an extra day. I'll go to Glastonbury Thursday. Or just like yourself and Chris... Maybe Friday.
Maybe that.
You're working Friday, right?
Yeah.
So you're going to do the show as normal and then go to Glastonbury when your work's done.
Which is what you're doing.
That's what I'm
doing. Yeah.
But not everyone has the same work ethic as me.
Morning, Captain.
Or James.
Oh, me.
James, a holiday expert in that office.
I'm never there at the minute.
Here comes Louis.
Here comes your mate.
Oh, no, he's gone now.
Louis!
Sorry to change the theme slightly.
I know what you're going to say. I know exactly what you're going to say.
What's Louis... Louis the intern, who is awesome, by the way.
Dom's about to ask, what is Louis wearing?
What's he wearing, James?
I haven't seen...
Oh, it's like a... It's a fleece... It's a fleecy jumper with an outline of the Alps on it. I've never seen anything like it before in my life. It's like that on Mount Vesuvius.
That sounds quite wintry.
Very wintry.
Yeah, but he's at that age.
But it's going to be like 28 degrees today.
He's at that age.
Right.
Where... There's a certain age, and it varies for different people.
Mm.
But they wear clothes that are awful.
Right.
Outfits that don't work.
Right.
Like, there's certain people in this building who dressed like I did when I was like 16, 17.
Yes.
Jeans that are way too baggy.
Yeah. You can see the pants.
A t-shirt doesn't match. How many times have we seen in this building down the end of the corridor where the Capital Kids are in the day?
All got the pants out.
Sliders and white socks.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, that happens a lot.
You are right. That does happen a lot.
Now they'll only do that for about 18 months, and then they'll never go. They'll never do it again.
No.
And then they will look at people wearing sliders and white socks and go, "What are you doing?"
Then that's massively out of fashion in the time.
What is the backstory to Louis' woolly Alps jumper?
I don't know. I just looked at the weather. It's 28 degrees today.
Exactly.
Quite warm.
He's gonna be a little bit warm, isn't he, today?
Yeah. Just a little bit.
He'll regret that.
Captain's loving this, isn't he? He's having a good old chuckle.
Is it worth everyone meeting Captain at Tesco's at 9:20? Have you said which one?
Oh, yeah, we can do that if you want. We can tell everyone which one you're going to go to.
Because Captain said he'd buy everyone cookies and milk. That's
what
he said.
Big Tesco, right?
Who's he meeting? Toddlers from America?
Yeah, he's Andy Kaufman.
Wow.
Which one is it, James?
I don't know.
Yes, you do. Which one is it?
I actually don't.
Don't you?
Like Tesco. I stop at Tesco.
I do. I know which one it is, actually. He told me yesterday.
Which one is it?
Should I say?
Yeah.
Shepton Mallet.
Shepton Mallet Tesco?
Yes.
I mean, there can't be only one there.
I don't know. I don't know how big Shepton Mallet is. But you're stopping at the big Tesco in Shepton Mallet at 9:20.
Thank you, James. Apology accepted.
Shepton Mallet.
Yeah. Is there just one?
I think there's just one.
What time is it going to be there?
9:20.
Right, Tesco, Shepton Mallet, if you want to meet the captain.
Radio X.
Going to be there.
Coming up.
Come on.
More chat about Glastonbury, I imagine, as today is the opening day of the festival.
Is it?
Do you want 25 grand?
Yes.
Who doesn't? Well, Chris will tell you again how you can win that sort of money. Plus, we'll spin the brilliant Radio X record of the week from Sam Fender and Olivia Dean again this morning. Hey, did we mention Glastonbury starts today?
The Chris Miles Show. Radio X.
Right, let's play some music. We got a lot to get through today. £25,000 box is back. Glastonbury flags are back. And we'll start with Hard Fight, Living for the Weekend at Radio X.
Oh, I've been working all week, I'm tired. Yeah, I've been working all week and I'm just living for the weekend.
Tonight because they're living for the weekend. Although, let's analyse that. If they were indeed living for the weekend, wouldn't they be staying in tonight Because it's only Wednesday.
That's true.
They would also then stay in on Thursday so that they had all the energy and financial requirements for actually living for the weekend living in the weekend.
You make a very good point, actually.
A lot of these bands, Dom, they don't think it through.
No.
They write the line and they go, oh, yeah, that's great. Mm. I've got soul, but I'm not a soldier. Oh, he was well chuffed with himself when he wrote that.
That's good.
I've got soul, but I'm not a soldier. That's brilliant. Mm. What does it mean, though, Brandon? Huh? What does it mean, Brandon? Well, no, but it's a play on soul and soldier. Yeah. But the soul of soul and soul of soldier, apart from anything else, is spelled differently. Yeah, but it's clever, though, isn't it?
My favourite, going back a bit, is Take Five, Boss Walk, Jam, Nitty Gritty. I mean, that's just rubbish. That doesn't mean anything.
Yeah, it does.
What does it mean? Take Five, Boss Walk, Jam, Nitty Gritty?
Yeah.
Take Five?
Yeah. Take Fly.
Oh, is it Take Fly? Oh, it's Take Five. I thought you were going to have a break or so and have a cup of tea.
Oh, you thought it was an instruction.
Yeah, that was Take Five,
that's
boss
someone
walk.
In the warehouse going, Take Five, Boss
Walk. Walk, Jam, Nitty Gritty.
Jam. Nitty gritty.
Nitty gritty. Yeah. Listen to the boy from the bed. Is it?
I think it's...
Take Fly, is it?
I think it's Take Fly. Do you know what?
Hold on now.
The break can wait.
Yeah, it's not a very up-to-date reference either, is it?
I think, it's a very old reference. I mean, I heard it on Beats International, Dub Be Good To Me, and it was out before that.
Yeah.
Beats International.
Oh, it's...
Do you want this?
Oh, it's Tank Fly.
Oh, yes.
Is it?
Tank Fly.
Do you know what? I've... literally just found that out for the first time ever.
You're absolutely right. It's not Tank Fly.
Tank Fly, Boss Walk, Jam, Nitty Gritty.
What's the next bit?
You're listening to the boy from the big bad city.
You're listening to the boy from the big bad city.
This is Jam Hot.
Now, that's the Beats International one.
Yes.
But do you know where it comes from?
No.
No, neither do I.
Oh.
Chris Moyles and his short music facts. He doesn't know any.
The Chris Moyles Show.
With Škoda. It's time to explore electric.
Radio X.
This is Radio X.
And now your Party Rings traffic report. We've got Phil on the line. Phil, I hear you were in a traffic jam.
Sorry, just finishing my party ring. It's been a wild morning. I was at the lights and the guy ahead wasn't moving, so I gave him a honk. But instead of the honk, I got a clown toot and a burst of colourful confetti.
Wait, what?
Yeah, it's all the horns, listen!
Sounds like a party ring thing, Phil.
Everyone's honking for laughs!
Live life in full colour with party rings.
Managing your business is a big task. To then stay on top of the numbers as well? You're only human. That's why the Intuit QuickBooks AI-powered platform supports your business growth as the number one recommended cloud accounting software. Intuit QuickBooks. Based on a survey of 506 UK accounting professionals, verify at quickbooks.co.uk/verify.
For over 60 years, WWF have been working to protect and restore nature, so future generations have a world with thriving habitats and wildlife. You can make a difference by adopting an elephant from £5 a month, helping protect elephants from habitat loss and poaching. It's a huge challenge, but if we all act together, there is hope. Search WWF Adopt an Elephant and help bring our world back to life.
I'm Professor Huggington, and I like to hug.
When your kid's favourite toy starts to run out of battery power, no need to worry. Your new batteries are already on their way, arriving today with Prime. Everyday essentials delivered fast. It's on Prime.
I'm Professor Huggington, and I like to hug.
Cut off times and T's and C's apply. See product page when ordering.
Really? Come on, let's go.
Hear that? That's the sound of my customers leaving.
When your broadband doesn't work, neither does your business.
Will Sky Business keep me up and running, no matter what?
With 4G backup and our Stay Connected guarantee, better believe it. Let our dedicated Sky Business team handle your switch today.
That's more like it.
Subject to availability. For T's and C's, visit skybusiness.com.
Where would we be without the curiosity to explore?
It takes us to new places.
It even got us to the moon.
And now there's never been a better time to satisfy your curiosity about electric cars. With great offers in our award-winning range, including the Ioniq 5 and Ioniq 6, available with £2,000 deposit contribution and 0% APR. Discover more at hyundai.co.uk. Ends 30th of June 25. Finance subject to status. Hyundai Motor UK Limited is a credit broker, not a lender. Terms apply.
Clock off with Johnny Vaughan.
This afternoon from 4.
Morning, Boilsy!
On today's 4 till 7 thing, as the world sweats with award fever, we've got another nominee for our very own Lazy Susan Awards pageant. Plus, we've got radio shortest running, lowest scoring, least engaging, civic-based, true or false challenge. Ladies and gentlemen, hear ye, hear ye, hear ye, I've got a pet town quiz for you. 4 till 7 thing, from 4 till 7.
Get the latest travel info
at radiox.co.uk.
They might reorganize your shelves, help you work from home, or let you know your plants need repotting. But the real mischief's in
Felix,
appearing immediately when their favorite food's served with the irresistible range of Felix food.
It's great to be a cat.
Radio X.
The Chris Miles Show.
Nice to see you. To see you again.
Radio X.
How's that?
Much better.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Thomas just complaining that his headphones were maybe distorted.
I've just given him a waggle and everything is fine. You're clear now. You're clear
what
as crystal.
Do?
I just waggled the lead a bit.
Where?
Just under my desk.
Is that what you were doing?
Yeah, yeah.
James was halfway through an email to HR.
No. I was waggling the thing.
It's like the shouting I can deal with, but this from Dominic is... No, that's a... That's not what I signed up for.
I've waggled and
all morning.
Everything is fine now.
Yeah.
That's
how long did it say? That's Matt Davison.
Oh.
I'm watching on the cameras. What's Dom doing? I hope he's waggling his headphones.
I was just changing the lead and everything is fine now. Thank you.
You switched hands?
Yeah.
Later on this morning after 9 o'clock, Captain Crapbeard and his camper transit van, affectionately nicknamed Cub, will be pulling into Tesco's Shepton Mallet.
Mm.
For Captain to get his essentials. Just to remind you, he messaged me earlier saying he's not making any stops between now and Glastonbury, and then messaged James to say he'll be stopping at Tesco's in Shepton Mallet.
Yeah.
So if you'd like to meet Captain Crapbeard in his white camper transit van.
Oh.
Now, doesn't it have a bear's head sticking out of it or something? Or a cub's head?
Inside, yeah.
Oh, I thought that was outside.
I don't know. I don't want to identify it too much in case...
Don't you?
I do.
I know what the reg is.
Oh no.
Well, maybe every 25 minutes between now and then we can give out a part of the registration plate. That'll A, teach everybody what a plate is, and B, keep people listening for longer.
Exactly.
What's that called, James? What was it?
Share driving.
That's the fella.
Oh, look at us. They'd be so impressed over at Bauer, wouldn't they?
Wouldn't they, Jeff?
So if you want to meet Captain Crapbeard after 9 o'clock this morning, he'll be at Tesco's in Shepton Mallet. Right. Ladies and gentlemen, a week on Friday, Cardiff, Oasis, it's happening. Can you believe it?
It's come round.
It's a week on Friday.
So quickly.
Oh my God. So let's play some Oasis and the brilliant Round Our Way from Radio X. Let's go.
Yesterday, and he bites the sound.